Al Jazeera Podcasts.
They were unarmed and waving white flags before Israeli soldiers opened fire. Then their bodies were bulldozed. Al Jazeera has obtained video showing the unprovoked killing of two Palestinians in Gaza. The Israeli army says it's investigating. This report from Hani Mahmoud in Rafah.
These unarmed men are trying to return to their homes in northern Gaza. The only way to get there is along the beach west of Gaza City. And near the Nablusi roundabout, southwest of Gaza City, Israeli forces are deployed. A Palestinian man approaches the Israeli soldiers. He raises a white flag, an international sign of surrender, and Israeli troops allowing him to approach safely. Meanwhile, the other young man turns back to where he came from. He appears to run back, raising a white flag. Here, the first man disappears from the view in the footage. Then Israeli soldier used a Namer armored vehicle to chase down the young man walking away from them. He waves his small white flag at them, but his white flag does not prevent the soldiers from opening fire on him at a close range. An Israeli bulldozer arrives on the scene, and here we see the body of the first man on the ground. In a final indignity, the giant bulldozer shovels the two bodies and buries them in sand and litter. The Israeli soldiers attempted to conceal the execution. The whereabouts of the group of Palestinian witnesses is unknown.
A team of international doctors in Gaza say they've witnessed catastrophic scenes in hospitals as a result of Israel's bombardment. The seven doctors are on a two-week deployment to Al-Aqsa Hospital, one of the few still partially functioning. They say medics are overwhelmed because the health system has collapsed because of Israel's six-month war. In the occupied West Bank, a gunman has opened fire on two buses carrying Israeli settlers. Three people were wounded. Children were reported to be among the bus passengers near Jericho in the Jordan Valley. Israeli forces have blocked roads and say a manhunt for the attacker is underway. In the U.S., divers have recovered the bodies of two workers from the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Investigators have questioned the crew of the container ship which crashed into the bridge on Tuesday. UN officials say they are gravely concerned about the worsening humanitarian crisis in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Government troops are battling armed groups, including M23 fighters, in mineral-rich areas in the east. M23 has taken control of several towns and is threatening the provincial capital of North Kivu province, Goma.
Coming up on The Take, Al Jazeera's investigative unit looks back on the events of October 7th. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.